books are chosen for us by journalist Catherine Lana. She works with Suffolk Libraries. She works at Browser's Bookshop in Woodbridge and popped in earlier on to tell me how much she enjoyed the book.
I really enjoyed it, which is just as well. I always feel such a responsibility when I'm suggesting the books, but I did cheat, actually, because I'd read it a while ago when it came out, first of all, and she was an unknown author. Obviously, because this is her first book. And her story actually is quite interesting in itself, because she's won all sorts of plaudits for this book, but she never started out to be a writer. She left school at 15 with just one O-level. She took all these basic jobs that weren't really going anywhere. And then in her 30s, she went back to college to take her A-levels and then studied medicine at university, which I think is amazing. She specialised in psychiatry and then took various hospital jobs, but because it was so tough, she felt that she had to write at the end of the day in the form of a blog, so a sort of diary, to offload all the things that she'd dealt with. And when she was doing that, she got the idea of writing a novel.
Just like that.
So, well, yeah. So she went on a writing course and she was mentored, and she found an agent. And then as soon as the agent offered this book, there were, you know, lots of takers. And I think she's just signed a deal for a number of other books, and it's quite a substantial financial reward. So she's doing very well.
Has she written another one since? Because I always think that if your first one's good, you need to prove to yourself there is another one in you.
Yes, that's right. Now, I can't remember whether it's later this year or early next year, but there is another one coming out, and there are two more signed up that she's got to do as well.
Because that must be huge pressure to have your first book. But I have to say, I've loved reading it, and it really made me smile, some of this. And it just explain the story, because it features a young girl, doesn't it? And a lot of it's told from her point of view.
Yes. Well, there are two small girls, so it's a very close friendship. But the more dominant girl, the one who sort of calls all the shots, is called Grace. And we hear the story mainly from her perspective. But she's friends with another girl called Tilly, and they're about 10. And they're in a suburban street. I don't know whether we know exactly where it is, but it's in the summer of 1976. And that's probably the most dominant setting for the book, because it's the summer where it was the drought, heat wave, very intense heat. It's a really sensual book in that perspective, because you really feel the heat from the characters and all that they say.
And if you can remember 1976 and you were around in the 70s, for me this was hugely evocative. So to talk about the, you know, the ground cracking and the sand, I can just remember all of that. But she talks about the telly of the time and mentions,
yes,
Angel Delight and all sorts of things, doesn't she?
Yes. So yes, it's really vivid of the period, and she just drops all these things in. But it's quite a dense novel. There's a lot of information there. And though it's very easy to read, you're just bombarded with all this information. And yes, I think you've got a smile on your face for much of the beginning of the book, because it just brings back those memories so clearly. Yes, you're just saying that they're sitting down watching television, and the father is there with Kenneth Kendall, and yeah, they're watching The Generation Game, and they're sipping Baby Sham. You know, it's just dotted in all, yeah, the way through. But the story is about the girls and what they understand from conversations that are around them in this street. So it's a normal suburban street, but they seem to be the only children there, and they're picking up things from the conversations of the neighbours and not really quite understanding what's being said, because of course the neighbours are trying to colour things that they're saying as well, so it shouldn't be for the ears of children. So there are a lot of misunderstandings. But effectively, one central premise is the thrust of the book, which is that Mrs. Creasy, married to Mr. Creasy, has disappeared. She's vanished. One night, she just didn't. She left and she didn't come back, and nobody knows what happened to her. And the girls, they decide that perhaps something untoward has happened to her, so they're going to investigate, because nobody seems to be that urgent about their own preoccupations with what's happened to her. And so we find out a little bit more about this community through the investigations of these girls. But the main characters, these other neighbours, I mean, we do actually get introduced to them as well as the story goes on, because the author introduces their voices into the book. So we hear a little bit more about the whole community and this particular situation through their voice. So it's not just the children. But also there are other mysteries, because, of course, as you scratch the surface of things, there are other things that have been hidden over the years. And there, as I said, it's quite dense. That as you get through, it's not a simple read. There's all sorts of layers that you're unpeeling, which you would do through conversations in a community. But I think it's a book that actually you want to go through quite quickly, because you're enjoying it so much. But you do actually need to perhaps go back and think, oh, actually, you know, I need to think what that conversation was about. Yeah. So you can go through this book quite quickly and really enjoy it. But you can also pay quite close attention and get a little bit more. I think the only criticism I would have is that it is quite dense. There's quite a lot going on. And I think she could have, if she wanted to, have pared it down a little bit. But that doesn't mean that it's a bad thing. It's just that for me, I felt I could have had less, and that would have been more.
Less is more. Yes. Yeah. Stephanie, once she heard us mention last month that we were going to do this, sent me an email saying that I heard that The Trouble Gets in Sheep is your book of the month. I've just finished reading it. I really enjoyed it. It kept you wanting to read on and on. Great first novel. So Stephanie from Hindlesham, thank you for getting in touch. And so for people who didn't read it this time around, you reckon that Joanna Callan's book is worth picking up and is worth having a look at, yeah?
Oh, definitely, yeah. And I think if you'd look at any of the reviews on the websites and stuff, you'll find that most people have really loved this book. It's had a huge following. It's been a great success. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what she comes out with next.
And I've really enjoyed it. So from your point of view, picking that as a book, I probably would never have picked it up. So I'm really glad I did as well.